It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should never speak gossip. Why should you stop now?
You don't think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Sure, it's time for gossip. I love it. Who doesn't love a little bit of good gossip? I mean, it's not the really hard stuff. It's just a light dusting of gossip. Jussie Smollett's conviction for allegedly staging a hate crime against himself has been overturned by the Illinois Supreme Court. They ruled that he shouldn't have been prosecuted after making a deal with the DA. Smollett's lawyer, Nene Uche, praised the ruling and said Jussie was relieved.
I think there was a feeling of, you know, here we go again. And he was pleasantly surprised, to put it mildly. He's very ecstatic. And I would say the biggest feeling I got from him was a feeling of relief.
Well, yeah. We have images. Y'all, we have images of The Rock in his Maui getup for the live-action Moana movie, and I want this to be good so badly. I love him. Lindsay Lohan and Lacey Chabert recreated a scene from Mean Girls on Watch What Happens Live.
So have you seen guys that you think are cute yet?
Well, there's this guy in my calculus class. His name's Aaron Samuels.
No. Oh, no. You can't like Aaron Samuels. That's Regina's ex-boyfriends. Ex-boyfriends are just off limits to friends. I mean, that's just like the rules of feminism.
Former Journey singer Steve Perry released a new version of the old classic Call Me Irresponsible as a duet with his late father. And on a recent episode of the Smartless podcast, Sean Hayes revealed he was hospitalized twice in one night due to his atrial fibrillation, a condition causing irregular heart rhythms.
Sean, 2-3 nights ago, drove himself to Cedars-Sinai. They brought the paddles out. They put him under. They paddled him. He drove home. An hour later, he woke up to use the bathroom again and drove himself back to Cedars and got paddled again.
Yeah, and then went to dinner that night.
Yeah, they were using that to make fun of someone who was complaining about their jet lag. The burglaries of the homes of Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes while they were playing a Monday night football game was supposedly carried out by a transnational crime ring. And now the NFL is warning its players to be on alert. During a recent appearance on Today, Martha Stewart revealed she will be spending Thanksgiving in Italy with her grandkids, opting for a vegetarian meal.
Brioche stuffing in a cheese pumpkin that is so delicious. And I have a lot of vegetarians in my family.
Yeah,
and although I raised my own turkeys,
of course you do.
They have been pardoned this year.
Yeah,
so
they have been.
Oh yeah, they've been pardoned because we're going to eat only vegetarian.
Oh. That doesn't sound great, but actually, I love all the sides. Hailey Bieber says Billboard is a joke for ranking Justin Bieber at number 8 on their list of greatest pop stars of the 21st century. Justin Bieber's a joke. I'm sorry, did I say that out loud? What I meant to say was, as for the list, the two top spots aren't announced yet, but they'll most likely go to Beyonce and Taylor Swift. And I got a dirt alert. Another day, another essay lawsuit for Diddy. And that's the Daily. See, I told you, it's just a light dusting of gossip. I don't explain all the bad stuff. And that's the Daily Dust. It's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. You're welcome.